Hi, my name is Nikki Aguilar. Growing up, I went to church a few times with my grandparents. My dad said the blessing at dinner, and I only heard what I shouldn't do if I wanted to go to heaven. I knew God created the world, and He was the one you prayed to when you needed serious help or a miracle. With that being said, I obviously did not grow up a Christian. At the age of 11, I started smoking weed, and I graduated to LSD, mushrooms, alcohol, Xanax, Valium, and ecstasy. Even though I did these things, I still felt like I was in control. I had perfect attendance in high school, passed all my classes, held down a job, put gas in my tank, and graduated on time. Time went on, I joined the Marine Corps and continued to drink like a fish and curse like a sailor. I lived a total rock star life. Things didn't start to change until Alfonso and I got married. We agreed to lay off the alcohol because we both agreed that it caused marriage problems. So we did that and soon found out that we were expecting our first daughter, Marissa. Now, becoming a mother changed me tremendously. For the first time in my life, the action I took not only affected me, but it also affected my family and could tarnish my name as a mother. That alone led me down a straighter path. But at the same time came stress I had never dealt with before, the everyday life stressors of being a housewife and a stay-at-home mom. The world was telling me to be successful, make $1 million, etc., etc. The world never told me to be happy, to stay at home and raise your children, watch them grow and learn. I soon became frustrated, feeling like I didn't contribute anything to life. Not knowing at the time, I started to take those frustrations out on my family. One day I was so angry about, I don't even remember what it was. I just totally flipped out on everyone in sight. I remember feeling like I hated myself. I felt terrible for the way I had acted. I had completely lost my self-control. I cried and cried and punched the wall a few times and just screamed. Then all of a sudden, I started to pray to God to make me a better person and to help me control my temper. This was the first of one of many episodes. The next time it happened, God knocked on my door and had a Jehovah's Witness lady hand me a pamphlet about using what we learned from the Bible to deal with stress. I had no clue she was representing Jehovah's Witness. I was just in awe that while I was praying for help dealing with my stress, the answer came straight to me. So my stress was one thing that led me to Christ. Marissa was the other. She started putting together sentences about 16 months old, so it wasn't long until she started asking 5,000 questions a day that were all followed by why. She would ask, where do the trees come from? And I would say, God. She would say, who's God? He's the God that created the world and everything in it. So you mean He built that house? And those questions went on and on. Eventually, she started asking questions that I didn't know how to answer. I finally talked to Alfonso about all Marissa's questions and about how I felt I needed help with my anger and self-control issues. I shared with him about how I prayed for help and the urge I felt to learn about the Bible. To my surprise, he felt the same way. We started looking at a few churches in our area, but never got up enough courage to try one until my friend asked us to try one with her on Easter. Her and her family never went to church either. So we were going in this together. Well, at least we thought. There were two churches right next to each other that had similar names. They went to one and we ended up at the other. By the time we realized that, we had already checked our kids in the children's ministry and decided to stay. And they decided to stay where they went. Well, we hated it. It was like a bad karaoke and a pep talk at the end. I was really disappointed. This was not at all what I was looking for. I remember Alfonso saying, okay, I still feel like I need to go to church. So needless to say, we did not go back. Almost a year later, Alfonso was researching the best schools in Gwinnett County at work. Chris Wilczek oversaw that he was viewing the Greater Atlanta Christian School webpage. He asked if we went to church, and Alfonso told him no and shared our experience the last time we tried going to church. Chris invited us to Emmaus. That week, we attended church on Sunday. Finally, my prayers were answered. I loved the fact that I was being taught word for word what the Bible said and meant. I knew nothing. It wouldn't have done me any good to hear a few scriptures here and there. I left with an urge to find out more about Jesus. From that day on, my heart started to change. I invited Jesus into my heart, and the week before Easter Sunday, 2011, Alfonso and I were baptized here at Emmaus. Since then, we have had so many wonderful people here help us grow and strengthen our faith. We feel so blessed to have found this church and to have a personal relationship with God. Since I've become a Christian, life is much more pleasant. I learned that I don't have to control everything. Learning that God is in control of everything has brought so much peace to my life. I have become completely content with being a stay-at-home mom, and I couldn't think of anything else more rewarding than raising these gifts from God. I have learned to take everything to God first instead of trying to figure it out on my own. Can you imagine the stress I cause myself trying to rule my own world? Every day I thank God for pursuing me and Alfonso. It has been so amazing going through this journey together. I love being a Christian.